Rush Your Rush is brought to you by NaraBet.com, the home of sports betting.
No matter the stage, there's still room for greatness. No matter the stage, there's a bit of greatness in every man. There's power to rise.
Well, that's the message the Super Eagles will be riding on, especially after they have been highly motivated financially, psychologically and tactically to win the game against Iceland today in Volgograd. Well, coach Ken Odoo didn't know that Croatia will bash Argentina to give Nigeria a lifeline when he stated boldly at the pre-match press conference that Nigeria will not lose today's game.
For me, it's not a question to lose this game. I think that we will not lose this game, so I don't ask this question myself, but I will tell you, we will not lose. A lot of respect of the team from Iceland. They do so well. They did so great match against Argentina. And we know it will be very difficult to beat them. They are very good players. They are playing like a team. We also. They don't have the big stars. We don't have big stars. So we'll be a match of two collectives. One experience, one which is Iceland. I think it's 28, 29 average age. And we are 24.8 or 9, something like that. So the young against the experienced team will be interesting to see how it's going on. We will have a tactic to win the match. Before the last game, we had a good organization, but we lost the match. It was perhaps not the mistake of the organization of the tactic. We conceded two goals, stupid goals, one own goal and one penalty. So, yes, we must be ready with a good organization against a different team from Iceland. It's different like Croatia, so we have also to adapt our organization on this different team we will play against.
Well, you've got to give it to Raw. His composure amidst pressure is commendable. Well, goalkeeper Francis Uzoho was the chosen one to sit next to Raw yesterday as he answered questions ranging from his current status as number one to the mentality going into today's make or mar match.
I don't let the history get to me. That's how I try to overcome the pressure, because I know Nigerian has produced goalkeepers from Africa, and I know what Nigerians expect from their goalkeepers. So I just try at the moment not to think about it. It's also good to think about them, but I just try for now not to think about them so that it won't get to me. We are working very hard every day in training, and as a team we are also planning. I can't disclose our plans, but I know that we are working as a team also to be able to do something in our games, in our game against Iceland. It's a very important game for the both teams, and it's going to be difficult, and it's going to be a nice game to play and to watch. We are known for offensive football, but I think as a team we are going to try our best to win the game, and let's see what comes out after the game.
Well, Uzo, now your time be this, so use and well. But in case you don't know, Group D current standing see Croatia on 6 points through to the round of 16, Iceland and Argentina on 1 point apiece, and Nigeria still bottom with no point, but with a chance of leapfrogging second place with a win today. A draw against Argentina on June 26th would just be enough to secure passage to the next round. Of course, there's renewed optimism by Nigerians, just like the CEO of NairaBet.com, Oloye Akinlabi, who touched down Russia yesterday ahead of today's crunch game.
With Croatia beating Argentina, we're all hopeful. We're hopeful that if we can get a good result against Iceland, then we'll be able to get a good result against Argentina as well. We hope by now that Argentinians will be deflated, drawing the first match in Iceland and losing scandalously to Croatia. So we're hoping that their morale will be down. So if we can get a good result against Iceland, we'll hope to go into the game against Argentina with confidence. Because I'm looking at it from the Nigerian perspective, the Argentinian camp, they will be doing their own permutation as well, hoping to beat Nigeria and hoping other results go in their favour.
Well, what's left to be said this morning? The players insist they are fired up and raring to go. And let's hope you're wishing them well and betting on them to win on NairaBet.com, which has the same odds for both Nigeria and Iceland to win, 2.9, while a draw is set at 3.15. How you see them now? What a rush.
with all my money with the coconut.
My country people, una know say una fit chocolate plenty money as you dey watch football matches they go so. Wait make I yarn you. You fit place your bet for home win, draw game, first half result, and plenty others as you will come begin parky plenty, plenty millions of naira. It no hard at all. Waiting you go just do before the game start. Just enter www.nairabet.com from your phone or computer. Just begin the quest yourself as you fit play for the live game that is the match where they go on. Naira Bet, now the home of sports betting.
It's all my money with the coconut. With the coconut. If I not the one with the alert.
NairaBet.com, the home of sports betting.
Reaching you live from Volgograd, and in the next few hours, it will be crunch time. Argentina are facing the prospect of an early World Cup exit after a dreadful error from goalkeeper Willy Caballero set Croatia on their way to victory and a place in the last 16. On a night when so much was expected of Argentina captain Lionel Messi, Caballero made the most telling contribution to his team's fate with an attempted chip over Ante Rebic that backfired badly, allowing the striker to volley into an exposed net in the 53rd minute. Messi adrift for much of the match, especially during a pedestrian opening half, rallied his side, but neither he nor substitute forwards Gonzalo Higuain and Pablo Dybala could find the way through in Nizhny Novgorod. The closest Messi came was a half chance, a snatch at a rebound from Maximiliano Meza's shot, which was blocked by Ivan Rakitic and turned behind safely. Well, there have been insinuations and rumors on the internet, people joking about Messi retiring after that game. Well, one man has said that Lionel Messi could not guide his side to victory because the reality of the Argentina squad clouds his brilliance. And that is coach Jorge Sampaoli. The coach faced a grilling from the Argentine media after Messi could do little to prevent Croatia from thumping his side 3-0. Now here's what he said. Leo is limited because the team doesn't gel ideally with him as it should. I would beg fans for their forgiveness. I am responsible. Well, Argentina still have a chance to qualify, but it's up to Nigeria to stop them in doing that. Away from that, let's tell you that Kylian Mbappe's first half strike helped France overcome and eliminate the resilient Peru to end a spot in the knockout round of the World Cup. Ricardo Garcia's side, buoyed on by their passionate support inside the Ekaterinburg Arena, came alive in the second half after falling behind in the 34th minute, but ultimately could not find the equalizer that would have prevented their exit. So Peru joined the list of eliminated teams alongside Morocco, Saudi Arabia, and Egypt. And the qualified teams are Russia, Uruguay, France, and Croatia. Four through, four out. What a rush. Denmark manager Arge Hareide says video assistant referees had taken the charm out of the World Cup after Australia scored a debatable penalty to keep their last 16 hopes alive. Australia cancelled out Christian Eriksen's fine opener when Mal Jedinak converted from the spot after Yusuf Poulsen's handball. In the area was penalised by the VAR. The ball struck Poulsen on his trailing arm as he contested a header with Matthew Leckie. I asked about the VAR yesterday. Do you agree with the Denmark coach that is taking a shine out of the World Cup? I'm expecting your tweets at Mighty George NG. All right, to some other news now. A Swedish journalist pranked Germany midfielder Sami Khedira by giving him a homemade return ticket from the World Cup for the entire squad. Can you imagine that? Which kind of joke with that? The 2014 winner started the tournament with a shock 1-0 defeat by Mexico, and a second loss against Sweden on Saturday could send them out of the group stage. The 31-year-old Juventus player smiled when he was handed a mocked-up ticket and said, "I don't think we'll need that until 16th of July." Okay, let's see about that. What a rush. Well, let's also tell you that midfielder Dele Alli missed England's training yesterday as his thigh injury continues to be monitored before Sunday's match against Panama. The player suffered the problem during the 2-1 victory over Group G rivals Tunisia, although he managed to play for 80 minutes. Meanwhile, manager Gareth Southgate has discarded his sling as he recovers from a dislocated shoulder.
Well, player and coach injured. Now double holla be that too. What a rush.
Naira Bet Up Your Paddy. It's a feature that allows customers to transfer funds from one Naira Bet account to another. To use this feature, all you have to do is input the receiver's username and amount to transfer. For more info, log on to www.nairabet.com.
NairaBet.com, the home of sports betting.
What is this magic? I need that magic.
Oh yeah, baby, see how it's a go. Hey,
Today's fixture sees Brazil taking Costa Rica at 1 p.m. Nigerian time. Nigeria's game against Iceland is at 4 p.m. Nigerian time, while Serbia take on Switzerland in the last game by 7 p.m. Brazil to win is 1.25, a draw is 6.50, Costa Rica to win is 15.5, Nigeria to win is 2.9, Iceland to win is 2.9, a draw is 3.15, and of course Serbia to win is 2.75, a draw is 3.1, and Switzerland to win is 3.1 as well. Where would you put your money? Think about that. But you know, it's only on NairaBet.com. Until tomorrow morning, when we'll be hopefully celebrating, I'm the Mighty George. I don't come on. What a rush.
This penalty is a go, go. Nigeria is a go. Okademons is a go.
Russia Rush was brought to you by NairaBet.com, the home of sports betting.